They have the coolest name ever, Clay and Code. At Clay and Code, they're on a mission to unite curiosity, creativity, and community through hands-on STEAM education. And they are the focus of our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today on the Lucianne Lantz Show as we welcome co-owner Tara Joshi, and she and her husband own Clay and Code. What's your husband's name?
Hardik.
Oh, Hardik. And how long have you been married now?
Oh, I didn't know we were going to ask that question. It was right before the pandemic. So we've been married since 2019.
Okay, so you've been married since 2019.
Yeah.
But you just opened up 2 months ago, Clay & Co.
Yes, yes.
How did you come on this journey with your husband to do this?
So I have been doing Clay for about 17 years, and just so happens he's been doing code for the same amount of time. He's an electrical engineer by schooling trade, not trade, I mean, he has a master's. Uh-huh. And then I have a degree in three-dimensional studies, and I've been doing that, again, both 17 years. And he works for Michigan Medicine, but he really has a passion for teaching, and so do I. We're like, what can we do? Combine our powers and make something really cool. So I've been around for about 4 years in this area teaching clay, and we decided it's time we actually put down some roots and actually do a bit, like, have a physical location.
So where are you located in Saline?
So we're 106 West Michigan Avenue, right downtown Saline, right across from Benny's Bakery.
And what do you offer?
What we offer for right now is a lot of drop-in classes. So I have, and I brought this so you can look at it, but the viewers can't see this. Essentially, I have Clay Creators, Clay Playtime, Clay Club, Clay Builders, and Clay Storytime. And then my husband has Code Fundamentals. What it is Code Fundamentals and Code Builders, those are consecutive classes where you're going to learn the foundations and fundamentals of each of what you're going to be taking, either clay or code. Coding starts off with electrical engineering, goes into digital hardware, and then goes into robotics.
Wow.
Yes. And then for me, for clay builders, we start off with a basic pinch pot and work your way all the way up into more advanced hand building techniques. And eventually we can lead into wheel throwing. All the rest of these are really fun drop-ins, ages 3 and up, except for Clay Club, that is adults only. And that one's on Fridays.
I like that because it says sip and sculpt.
Yes, yes. So you can come in, sip, sculpt, have fun. It's meant to be like the coolest club in town, right? You just come, hang out, and make really fun objects.
You know, artists like yourself, dealing with clay, that's a hard medium, I think. How are you able to translate that to people who maybe don't have any background in art?
So basically, you just start squishing. You know, so it's very much sensory based in the beginning. I want you to make something they started making 20,000 years ago, the basic pinch pot. So that way you get used to it. Now, if you're doing a drop in, I don't know what one you're going to drop into. Right. So
right.
I do make these all beginning level friendly and I walk you through the whole process. So, for instance, coming up on the 28th, we're doing snowmen.
Someone made this?
I did.
You made this out of clay?
Yes. Yes. And that is what you can take. You can learn, too.
He's adorable.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. He's just darling. He fits in the palm of my hand. He's got a black top hat on. Of course, a carrot for a nose. He's got coal buttons, if you can imagine. And he's got the white snowballs for a body. He is so adorable.
Thank
and he's
you.
Perfectly made.
Thank you. I try.
Oh, he's darling.
But you can make one too. Starting this Friday is my Winter Village series. So and this is just for Clay Club.
Okay.
Every week we're going to make a different piece to the Winter Village. So this Friday is the town Christmas tree. Then Black Friday is, and this is for all levels,
okay,
are doing the snowmen. Then the week after that is going to be the polar bear and penguin. And those will all be ready by Christmas. So you can make them and give them as a gift.
How beautiful. So much excitement with this new business in downtown Saline, Clay and Code. And our listeners can go to claythencode.com and get all the details on these drop-in classes and other
yes.
kinds of classes. The coding then, is the coding every Wednesday? Is that right here I see?
So the coding right now, like I said, you had to have pre-registered for
okay.
that. And that is running right now. We actually had to turn one class into three because we had so much excitement going on with it.
Oh, nice.
And what this is we are taking everyone from like the beginning is basic electrical engineering all the way up to we are innovative partners with the University of Michigan Robotics. And we are licensed to use their MBOT, which is a microcontroller, Raspberry Pi Pico, and we are taking elementary kids all the way up to we have no age limit. We have a 70-year-old one of our classes, but we are teaching all levels college level robotics, because we are either prepping you for college or having just have a robotics club with your retiree friends. We don't care. We're just here to teach.
Oh, this is so great. You learn fundamentals of electrical engineering, digital electronics to microcontroller programming. And the fact that you're partnering with U of M Robotics is really terrific.
That was a really big, just huge milestone for us, because we hadn't even launched yet when we got that partnership. Because even before that, we partnered with a brand called Freenove. We are one of the only retailers in the United States that has physical product on shelves. So we were able to we're licensed by them to sell them. Other than that, it's just, and that's what we end up teaching off of for robotics.
Okay.
Is that.
So this MBOT, what exactly is this?
It's the microcontroller. So it is a Raspberry Pi Pico. It's about this big, but it's a full computer.
About the size of your palm of your hand.
Yeah, I guess I should have said. Yeah, about the size of the palm of your hand. And we are teaching to program that. And that is what even the drones for U of M, that is what they use to program their drones.
Oh.
It is their entire undergrad program is using that, even into their graduate program.
And ages 8 and up with solid reading.
Yes, you have to have solid reading.
Okay, are able to take these classes. What are your price points on classes? How does this work?
Robotics is $35 a class.
Mm-hmm.
And then for clay, it's either $25 or $30, depending on what level you're taking. So all of the drop-ins for kids are $25. And you just pay. You can either drop in the same day or pre-register. That way, at least I know you're coming. And then for the clay club, it's $30 because the goal is for you. It's 2 hours long. I'm instructing for an hour, and it's meant to be an hour of kind of like open studio where you're just creating, finishing glazing, because you do create and glaze same day.
Does that mean you take it home at that point?
No, I still have to fire it.
You do.
Yep.
Okay. So talk about
2 week turnaround.
Yeah. Talk about that process when it comes to pottery and things.
Yeah. Traditionally with clay, a lot of places will have you create in wet clay, and then you would have to go through the whole cleanup stage, going into having it bis fired, leaving it a little porous, so then you can apply the glaze and then have it fired again. That whole process would take, over 2 weeks, because you have to wait 2 weeks just to really get the piece back because of dry time. I have come up with a firing cycle where I can knock it out in one. So you come in, you create, do your cleanup. We let it sit for a little bit to get to leather hard, and then you glaze same day.
Wow.
And they still turn out just like this, still shiny. And then because
like your little snowman here, he couldn't be cuter. I love him. This is really a great concept. And what was it like for you to open this up and get ready to have Clay and Code in, Celine?
We did it. We did it quick.
did you?
We found the building in April, and then our grand opening was September 20th. So it took a little bit of time to kind of get the building set with everything. But we had already had a following going, and it was just really letting everyone know, hey, we actually are now here at a physical location. Because Hardik, my husband, had also taught at the school I teach at. So we kind of had a following from there, other places we've taught at before. So it was really just telling them, hey, come on over.
Wow, that's great. Tara Josie with us and Joshi, and she is owner of Clay & Code along with her husband, this brand new place that just opened up a couple of months ago in Saline. Did you actually put a kiln in there then, or what is it that you're...
I live two streets away. My kiln is currently in my home studio.
Oh.
But we do have a custom kiln that's being made that's going to go down there in four different parts into our basement.
Wow.
And then we have a ventilation system, yeah.
Did you actually buy the building then, or...
No, so we are renting, mm-hmm. and it's like a 3,000 square foot building, really old from the beginning when Celine started back in I don't want to give it the wrong dates, but it's very old. It still has the old coal chute door that's in my section. But we're the 1,500 square feet in the very front, but we have full use of the basement.
There's something poetic about what you're doing in that building, given mm-hmm. its history as well.
Yes.
Because this really, this is, even though coating is new,
yeah,
the clay work is centuries old, right?
It is.
Thousands of years old.
And we did play off of that with the clay is very much rustic the way I wanted it to look, where the coat is very modern. So it's vintage, eclectic, modern, rustic, and bringing in two completely opposite brains, but showing that we can be cohesive, because we will have combined classes too. So we will eventually have 3D printing where the kids will take a class 3D printing, make their stamps, and then come use them in clay. Or create the robot, and then we can make the top of the robot out of clay. So we will combine them. Right now, they're very left side, right side of the brain, but they will come together to form one.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Great business model, Clay and Code, and online go to Clay, CLAYN, the letter N, Code, CODE, clayncode.com. Tara, what's the future hold for you and your business?
Oh, we're going to be here a long time. And I'm going to see you soon. So that's the future, right? You're going to come take a class.
I've always wanted to do pottery and clay and that sort of thing, but
you can
I don't
do clay and code.
Okay.
No,
let's not go
no,
too
I'm
far.
In that,
okay?
I'm taking the class right now. It's
are you?
I don't want to say I was forced to take it, but it is very much. It opens up your eyes to something. Like for me, I never thought I could know, like do.
Uh-huh.
And it's very much. It's helping me with problem solving and logic, and it's any age. I mean, really, learning should never stop.
Yeah.
So we invite everyone to come, either take clay or code or both.
STEAM education.
Yes, full steam ahead.
Wait. Tara, you're funny. Thank you so much. So nice getting to know you.
Thank you so much, Lucy.
Tara Joshi, again, Clay and Code, the feature on our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report. And for more information about the chamber and its members, like Tara, you can go online to salinechamber.org. And I want to mention, too, because we've got the big Christmas parade coming up in Saline.
Oh, you want me to say it?
I understand that
Santa's
going to be at Clay and Code, right?
Yeah, so the Saline 5th Annual Cocoa Crawl is happening from noon to 6. And then at 6 is the parade, the 50th annual. And then after the parade, yes, Santa will be at my space. So you can come in, you can create a wish list, because I have a full retail section in the front. About 15% of my area is retail, so it's all ages. So you can make a wish list, see Santa, and we're going to be doing Christmas caroling.
Oh, that's wonderful. Happy holidays.
Well,
thank you.
Happy holidays.
It's
to you
been
too.
Great to see your business flourish in downtown Saline
just after
a couple of months, and people are really interested in it. Clay and Code. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.